You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
It was a short order that was handed down, the matter being dismissed with costs, the ANC's application seeking to interdict the Umkhonto we Sizwe party from using the name and the logo. And you remember that when the matter was heard in court earlier this year, the ANC had essentially said that this amounts to passing off in common law, and that is a misrepresentation of an association so as to benefit from the association. Now, the ANC had argued that this misrepresentation of an association would confuse voters at the polls. Now, the judgment is a 42-page document, so we haven't essentially had time to peruse through everything. Some of the issues that have come up and that have been outlined by Judge Chetim is the matter of urgency. Now, you will remember that the ANC brought the matter to the urgent court in KZN, essentially saying that this matter is urgent because we're heading to the polls. But also, you'll remember that there's a test for urgency, and that is that the matter is not, or the urgency is not self-created, and two, that an applicant would not seek or receive any sufficient relief through other or ordinary judicial processes. And so the judge essentially saying that this matter was self-created, the urgency is self-created, because the ANC already knew of the intention to register of the MK party in June last year, and in fact did nothing to oppose its registration until former President Jacob Zuma and former ANC member Jacob Zuma announced that he would be endorsing the party. But also jurisdiction coming into play. You will remember that the ANC had invoked a section, I think it was section 16, subsection 2 of the Electoral Commission Act. And as such, the judge saying that the High Court is not the appropriate forum for the ANC to ventilate its concerns, and instead should have taken the matter to the Electoral Court. Now, you will know that the Electoral Court will review review matters or decisions that have been taken by the Electoral Commission. And so the judge saying that that is the correct channel to follow, and instead the High Court is not the correct channel to follow in ventilating this matter. And also talking about the passing off issue, saying that while he's compared both logos, and in fact he doesn't feel like there would be confusion that would arise on the part of the voter when they mark an X next to any party to the polls on the 29th of May.
So does this then leave the door perhaps open for an appeal by the African National Congress?
We do know that the ANC in KZN has said that they are of the view that the ANC or the national structure should take the matter on review. Of course, the decision is reviewable by the ANC. So there is a press briefing at 12:30, in fact, at the ANC's headquarters at Lutuli House. So we await to hear from them as to whether they will be taking the matter on review.
So even if they do take it on appeal, if that is the case, do we have an indication of how that process would unfold?
Well, we do know that they would have to begin by filing papers. And when they file papers, then it would be upon the MK to state whether they intend to oppose the application. But it, of course, the appropriate channel would be then to look at another superior court, which in my view would be the Supreme Court of Appeal, who would be the appropriate channel to see whether there is any grounds upon which, and if there's any prospects of success in relation to the application by the ANC.
Okay, thank you so much for that update. That was our SABC News reporter, Zuleka Kodashe. So what do you make of all of this unfolding in the courts today? You heard there, of course, the High Court in Durban dismissing with cost the ANC's application to stop the Umkhonto we seize where the MK party from using a name and logo that's similar to that of the governing party's disbanded Umkhonto we seize where military wing. Now, the ANC has accused the MK party of violating the Trademark Act, but this was stopped short right there. We wait until we hear that press briefing. I believe now it's at 12:30. We'll get an update on that story.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.